Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're up.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Tuesday. Welcome to June 4th. Here we are, John Martin, and I've started a new gig, a side gig, and today I'm wearing my uniform. I came in this morning, John Martin was doing a little snickering. He was laughing. It's a black hoodie, and on the back of this hoodie, it says what, John Martin?
It says Bling Security.
I am now an employee of my wife's business. That's right. I'm back to an old business that I know. Security guard. John, I'm going to be doing it on the side, and I'd like you to know that my little son, I call him my little brother sometimes, CJ, he's got the same uniform.
He does.
And we're quite the intimidating pair when together. We guard my wife's business.
Yes, you're right. It is something you're familiar with, having worked already at Imperial.
Yep.
And
have expertise in this
one
field.
Now,
why were you laughing? Is this?
No, they hold you up.
Why were you laughing?
Still to this day.
Did you think my uniform looks cheap or something?
No,
or
it just,
we're not.
It's just.
Were you snickering?
I didn't know what bling security meant.
Okay.
I did not know what. It's just like an amazing phrase.
But when I told you I'm security for my wife's business, you laughed.
Well, but it's just because you're not.
Are you laughing at her business?
No,
or
no,
what
no,
we're
no,
trying
no.
to do? I just want to make sure here we're starting off on the good foot, right?
No, the business is no laughing matter.
Okay.
The business is booming.
You're laughing at her security team.
Yeah, I feel like we could do better. I feel like we could do. I'm sure there are some former football players out there who we could hire.
What better credentials do I need than having worked at Imperial?
Overnight,
bro. I got a resume, bro.
Overnights, though, like you never actually saw people.
No, I was there during the day. Anyway, we're getting far too deep in this, and you're too concerned about my second job. Stop laughing about it let a brother work.
I guess you did.
Let a brother get his hustle on.
I guess you did have to pick up another second job, and so you.
No, I quit my other one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man. It is a
Brad.
A massive day for the show.
You're welcome to come join the security team, Brad, if you need a second job.
I might have to get
my
some advice on that.
My wife's blowing up.
What did you do while you were doing the security? And I know we want to preview the show, but what was your job? Were an actual security person?
Absolutely.
Did you have a weapon?
Pepper spray.
Yeah, I had a little bit of
geez.
That. I had these hands for them, you know what I'm saying? I got these hands.
You might go use them.
I got these
Listen,
hands.
Listen, Otis told me about your hands. I don't.
Otis.
Anderson. Your boy from White Station that saved you from getting killed at high school.
Don't
want to
get too deep in this, but I might know a little karate from when I was younger as well.
Right.
And
well,
I've got a hellified stare. I was guarding an electronics warehouse, to answer your question,
all right,
Brad.
Nice.
And
you
I
have
did
skills.
It.
What
I
did you
did
say?
Well.
A hellified stare?
That's right. It's a glare. All right.
A hellified stare
that keeps people from stealing.
Oh my! What?
Let's move on.
The glare.
Oh my lord!
I mean, it's, you know, my security background seems to be a laughing matter around here.
You brought it up.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, the fact that y'all are laughing at is what I brought up.
Dude, you said you had a hellified stare. Like, that's going to keep some dude from wherever from stealing out of the electronics warehouse.
You're watching employees, bro. And if they see that you got the eye on them, that you got the glare on them, they're probably not going to take anything.
They're going to come whoop your ass.
Now, I told you I had a friend. Now, this is Memphis. That worked at the place that wanted me to help them steal the laptops. We didn't do it.
Oh.
I took the high road.
Did you give them the hellified stare?
I didn't need to. I said I won't be a part of that plan. That's how good a security guard I was. That's how honest I was.
Before I preview the
show. And me and this friend went back.
Can you give me the hellified stare right now?
I should take a picture of this.
Can you do it?
I don't know if you can capture it in a picture, Brad.
I'm going to video.
No, the person has to feel it. You're not going to feel it.
Let me get the video camera going here. Okay, the hellified stare. Here we go.
It ain't that damn funny, John. It's real. You're going too far.
Yeah, you're right. That's intimidating.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you were an employee, you wouldn't have stole. You say that guy's got his eye on me.
He does.
All right.
He's got both of them.
Brad, I don't like the way you're laughing either.
Yeah, so anyway.
This feels like I'm being laughed at.
No,
I'll post that on Twitter.
You can't really see his eyes, though. It's like you got to see his eyes. You're just going to see him looking at me. But
that's what you got to do when you don't have a gun, when you're unarmed security.
Yeah, but you did have pepper spray and mace.
Occasionally.
Okay.
I didn't want to walk around with that because you kind of look soft with that around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You'd rather pepper spray an employee.
You'd rather just deploy the stare.
Yeah.
That's more effective.
Call the lieutenant.
What was the code? What was the code of the walkie-talkie for the lieutenant, man?
911, fool. Emergency. We got to get over here. We got an issue at the back gate. Back gate was unlocked all night long. We might have a problem over there.
That's what you said?
Yeah, brother. I'm a real Memphian, fool.
911?
Yeah, I had to have real jobs, unlike you, Mr. Star. Let's move on. This is going on far too long.
911? That's pretty funny.
You're going to trigger me.
That's pretty funny. All right, now we don't want to do that. We don't want to get it. We don't want to get you started off on the wrong foot, Mr. Bleak Security.
Appreciate you, Imperial.
Here's what we got going on the show today. At 11:25... we're going to be joined by Maurice Hampton Sr.
Yes.
He, of course, is the father of Maurice Hampton Jr. We talked a little bit about him yesterday. The Major League Baseball, at least day one, Major League Baseball draft came and went. I followed it on Twitter.
I was proud of you.
I knew nothing about anything that was happening.
You were trying.
But I was
knew where the story was.
I knew one name, and I knew to look for one
name. That's what I'm proud of.
Did not see it. Because, unfortunately, Maurice Hampton Jr. was not drafted in the first round of the MLB draft yesterday. However,
Could have been.
That's exactly right. He could have been, according to the commercial appeal. And we're going to talk to Maurice Hampton Sr. about this in just a little bit. But he was offered, according to his father, a signing bonus of the highest one, at least, $1.8 million. From several teams in the first round. And they said no. And they said no. So they're going to, Maurice Hampton Jr. is going to LSU. He'll play both sports there in Baton Rouge. So we will talk to Maurice Hampton Sr. about that decision. I got to tell you, man, I mean, that's just a hell of a thing to say no to. And we'll get to that in just a second. But that is a lot of money on the table.
You put $1 million on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going
to be. I mean, that is a lot of money on the table. So Maurice Hampton Sr. will join us at 11:25. At 12:25, we'll talk to Clay Travis. We'll ask him his thoughts on the Memphis Facebook commercial. And we will talk to him about an interesting a tweet. I don't know if it was a tweet or a story. I definitely saw the tweet about the word owner in sports.
Oh, yeah. Bleacher Report, I think, saying TMZ was reporting that teams are considering.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the NBA, at least, is considering banning the word owner as it relates to owners in the league. And so we will talk to Clay Travis about that at 12:25. Jason has his trademark smirk on his face, which must mean, well, are you getting some support? No, you're not getting some support about your
people
security.
People laughing, doing like you and Brad, and asking me if it's bedazzled. You know what's on the back of my on the back of my hoodie?
Diamond studded.
Y'all got to stop making fun of that.
Oh,
man.
Now you're gonna come on this?
Yeah,
side.
No, I mean that's just a little too much.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, y'all kicking this man when he's down.
See, what you don't do is you don't give it air. I shouldn't have given it air.
Yeah.
Right? This person that just tweeted thinking they funny.
It was bejeweled.
Yeah, if it was bedazzled.
Yeah. Well, it's not. Okay?
Thank you,
So
John.
Leave it alone.
I appreciate you defending me.
Yeah, unbelievable. I'm not going to let them do that to my partner that, man.
After getting them started.
911. So anyway, Clay Trapp's going to join us at 12:25. 5. And then at 125, we're moving some things around because we got a lot of stuff coming later in the week. So we're going to move Jeff Calkins up a couple days. We're going to have Jeff Calkins at 125 today. We'll talk to him about Maurice Hampton and his decision and more. So I imagine that the reactions, Jason, are rolling into your illustrious security.
Now I've been called a flashlight cop.
We could do a whole segment on your security career.
I see. I don't think I'd appreciate it.
I think you would,
though.
No,
it's getting a little bit.
Maybe we could have security guards from around the city, you know, give you some advice for the bling security.
No, he doesn't. No.
See, I don't think you understand.
There's a lot of great security people in our city.
First of all, Brad, you're coming at this the whole wrong way. Jason wrote the book.
You wrote the book.
John wrote a book about recruiting and Penny and getting all the guys in the spring. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book about security.
Yes.
You understand?
What do you do when you see trouble at the back gate?
This is why you...
911. Got trouble at the back gate.
Fool.
You this is why you quit
the
athletic for this?
And you do it proudly,
yes.
John.
Yeah, well, no, that's
strength
not why he
numbers,
did that.
Strength in numbers, fool.
That is exactly right. Okay.
Especially when unarmed.
Now, we're not going to spend the whole segment talking about this.
Not.
We are going to move on. Now, speaking of numbers, Jason, Maurice Hampton Jr. had a very interesting. It wasn't a dilemma. It was like a free roll. You know, it was a.
I think it's two great options, right?
It really is. It's a free roll.
Yeah,
because if you get drafted high enough in the first round last night in the Major League Baseball draft, then you're going to be a millionaire. You're going to be a multimillionaire
immediately.
Right, 100%. Like that's happening. Your life is going to change. If you don't go where you want to go, then you have the other super attractive option of going to an SEC powerhouse in LSU and playing both sports.
Which you love to do.
Exactly. In football and baseball. And then, you know, you're just kind of kicking the can down the road in a sense.
Could quite possibly be a millionaire later.
Right, exactly.
Very good chance of that.
You know, in a better situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe you have a chance to play football. To me, that is what the decision has to boil down to. According to the commercial appeal, Maurice Hampton, who, of course, is the MUS product out there, plays both sports, four-star cornerback, according to Rivals.com. The highest offer he received yesterday during the Major League Baseball draft was a signing bonus of $1.8 million. Four teams, including the Cincinnati Reds and the Arizona Diamondbacks, they called. And I guess that's the great thing about being Maurice Hampton is you have the leverage. You have another option.
He had his number,
option.
It sounds like. He had his number that, you know, they agreed. Sounds like in the story says this, that he and the family agreed prior to the draft on how much money it was going to take. It sounds like that $1.8 million signing bonus that was obviously offered was a little bit, I don't know how much short of it was of that number they had. And so that's what I'm saying. Clearly, this was a family that had things planned out, that looked at it the same way you just laid it out. You got two great options here. You can't go wrong with either one of them. They don't get the number they want. Decide to go to LSU, and again, like you said, I don't know if kick the can or, you know, later on down the road, whatever, however you want to phrase it.
Right.
But there's the opportunity now. Still, you have both options open in terms of being professional still, and then you've got the great experience, I would have to assume.
Yes.
Again, this guy's, you know, he's been signed with LSU for a while. Imagine being a baseball and football star at LSU. You can imagine all the perks that come with that when it comes to being the big man on campus.
Now, he did.
That experience.
My understanding is he did not sign.
Oh, he's not signed.
Yeah, he did not sign because he wanted to leave the option open. Yeah, but he did.
I should have said commitment.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The report is that he will head down. I saw as early as this week, and then I saw another this month. So this month he will head down to Baton Rouge. This is what Maurice Hampton Jr. said, according to the commercial appeal. Emotionally, it was tough, but in my head, I knew what I wanted, and I didn't get it, so it was a no-brainer. So let's just take a step back for 1 second here, okay? Let's put the pepper spray to the side and let's just take a step back here.
You're fine.
This is a 17-year-old kid who was offered, according to the CA, $1.8 million and said, you know what?
Oh, my God.
There's a little bit you have to back off this and go, holy cow, this is 17 years old. You've got this in front of you.
You know what?
Yeah.
No. That is insane.
It is.
I mean, think about when you were 17. You know what I mean? And if somebody came to you with an offer of $1.8 million or you go to Tennessee State, you're like, I'll take the $1.8 million.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have...
Yeah,
now you,
yeah, not same.
But again, though, like, it's still...
Not same.
It's not the same, but it's the when you boil it all down...
Well, I see what you're trying to do, and some of it I get. But you got to know, too, that this family has been preparing for last night for years, John. The idea that this was coming at some point, you over there laughing some more. You seeing some more submissions that make you laugh and giggle?
No.
Can you get serious for a segment?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Sorry.
His family's been preparing and knowing this decision was coming for a long time, is my point. So you and I, as 17-year-olds, right, could walk up on and say, holy cow, like, I'm going to take them. But this is a family that's had this option and known they were going to be here at this point probably for years now. Because, again, this guy's elite at both sports and had this opportunity, obviously. Major League Baseball's been interested in a long time.
Right.
So they've been preparing for this. So I would say a little bit different for them, right? Yep. Because you've known this day was coming for quite a while, and so you've put already a bunch of thought into it than just being thrown an idea all of a sudden last night you can get $1.8 million on your table. You know what I'm saying?
You must be underwhelmed. You must say, okay, well, look, if I get drafted at this spot, if I get drafted at this spot, I know what the compensation is.
That's what I'm saying.
And so you go into it saying, we will not accept this. We'll accept that, but we won't accept this. And so I imagine that's that ended up what happened, and we will talk to Maurice Hansen Sr. about it. I think it also, just sort of from the outside looking in, to me, it speaks to a desire to want to play football, right? I mean, what else could it, you know, because that's what he's going to do, you know? He's a four. Now, again, I'm not as familiar with him in terms of, is he better at football? Is he better at baseball? Clearly, he's very
elite
gifted
at both. Yeah.
So he could choose whatever he wants to do, it sounds like. But, you know, it sounds like he's going to have a chance to start in LSU's outfield on the baseball side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have a chance to start in the defensive backfield for the football team, you know? And so now, truly, if you didn't like what you were getting on the one side, right, now you can go down here, you can play both sports, you can truly see where your future is, right? Get a gauge of it, how good you are at the next level in football and baseball, and then you can probably make a more informed decision. And hopefully, optimistically, by that time, you'll be able to command more money from a signing bonus perspective.
One of the things I've wondered, and it's why I'm so happy we'll have his father on, is that as a father, right, when you're raising a son who is elite at both, at some point, I'm sure he's got groups on both sides or, you know, advice, whatever, advisors telling him, hey, you need to pick one. You know what I'm saying? Because we so rarely see this now, you know, standouts like this that are this elite on both sides. And so typically you see a kid specialize. That typically happens. You have your kid, look at mine, say 5 years old, right? He messes around, finds the one he really likes the most. And if we get serious about it, right, we specialize in one. And so I just the idea that you didn't take that advice, which I'm assuming was there.
Yeah.
You didn't take that advice. You stay with what he loved, which was to do both. And now you have this great option.
Yes.
Right. An option that you might not, you know, maybe it was if you had picked all baseball. Well, then last night's options are there's one thing you can do. And maybe even that number you take, whatever it is. But because you held off from what I'm thinking, it had to be advice from everybody to pick one.
Right.
You set yourself up for this great decision. You can't go wrong with either one of these.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And that's the part as a father that, for me, how do you keep from, you know, pushing those voices out? That's what I want to ask you about because, again, you've set yourself up now pushing that out for what's obviously was a great choice last night, and they've decided to go the LSU route.
Yeah, it is just
– it's got to be hard as a dad to not tell your son, pick one.
Because
I think right now, you know, and I'm young in this.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would have, and I probably would have blown an opportunity, especially if he loved both.
Right.
Could be elite at both to have this kind of choice.
Well, because here's what it boils down to with the baseball side is, yes, you get a $1.8 million signing bonus and you get a salary, but you got to grind to get to the majors.
Correct.
In baseball, like you're going to be on buses, you're going to be in small towns. You know, it's not going to be a very glamorous life.
And you ain't big man on campus like you are.
Exactly.
LSU.
You know, you really have to.
You're fighting your way up. You're grinding.
I mean, you would know this a lot better than me because you follow baseball, but there are guys who I would imagine toil in the minors for
a lifetime for their entire playing career.
And never get that call up. You know, you got a signing, but and listen, if he got drafted in the first round, I would imagine without looking at it, most first rounders get an opportunity
at some point. And usually pretty quickly.
Yeah, but
certainly quicker than others.
The only guarantee you have is that $1.8 million signing bonus, you know, and it is a lot of money. It is a huge sum of money, but it's not going to last you forever, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, maybe this is a decision where, okay, where is our best sort of earning potential? You know, is it baseball right now or is it in 2-3 years football? Because again, like if you're think about the most important positions in football, right? Quarterback, of course, you know, defend like edge rushers,
right?
And then cornerbacks,
tackles.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like right I'm not, you know, like we could spend an extensive amount of time.
Oh, corners up there, corners up there. It's a priority position.
If you're an elite cornerback,
absolutely,
or even a good cornerback,
especially in that throwing league,
no question, you are getting paid because those guys come at a premium. And so if you're looking at it from that standpoint, you know, are you now you get to make the choice. Okay, is my future brighter as a football player, as a cornerback, or is my future brighter as a baseball player? And now you've got 2 to 3 years to figure that out. Now, I realize you have now seen the poll.
There's a poll out now.
I realize
y'all why didn't you just go ahead and say you wanted to make the whole segment based on my security background?
Now, I had nothing.
Because you've been working around me. You've been working while I'm talking. I can tell our fantastic producer, who's great at obviously doing many things at the same time, slipped a poll out on us. What does that poll say, John?
Bennett would have never done this.
No, he'd have been locked.
Some administrator put this up. I have.
Bennett would have been locked in on what we were saying, Brad. I don't think he'd have got a poll out on. But no.
Actually, I think Bennett would have been heating up a pizza by now.
Well, yeah, no. At almost lunchtime. You're right. Would have had his little. Would have had the pizza.
Well, you want to read the poll? The poll says, "What is your favorite weapon used by Bling security expert Jason Smith?"
Oh,
is it?
Okay. Let's just go all in.
Maybe I should get some theme music or some sort of a theme to kind of make this off.
Oh, wow!
You found the real A.
Is it A, mace, B, 911, C, the Billy Club, or D, the Death Stare?
Now, I have a couple of issues with this poll.
Okay.
One of them is he didn't have a Billy Club.
Nope. Oh, you didn't have a Billy Club?
Nope.
Oh, and it also
You're doing a lot of assuming, Brad. You know what they say about it, assumers. Right.
Also, it's not a Death Stare.
Yeah.
It's a hellified stare.
That's beg your pardon. Okay.
You were quoting, there's a difference.
Hellified stare.
Yeah, if you were quoting, it'd be hellified.
It's how Medusa can stare at you and turn you to stone.
Yeah.
That is what Jason alleges he can do.
Well, didn't you feel it?
I did. I really did. Yeah. So yes, I would say my favorite though would. I don't want to speak for the Blink security expert here, but 911.
Yeah, you do a great one. Go ahead and give him a call when I give out the call.
I don't want to do it again.
Don't do it one more time, John, so we all can laugh in our cars and here in the studio.
Okay, what's going on at the back gate? We having a ruckus?
Well, the gate's been unlocked all night long. Somebody could have been getting some equipment out of here.
Jason, you smoking them black and miles this morning?
This is an emergency, John. Got to call the lieutenant. Go ahead.
911, we've got a ruckus. That's good. So, I mean, I think...
Brad, can you lift your head up from the laughter, or would you be able to continue?
I think Brad is having a little bit too much fun with it, though.
Do you feel that?
Yes. I do, too. I get this vision of this man protecting and serving local businesses. Electronic warehouse. God,
I don't want to go overboard, but very much you drew comparisons to Batman with sort of the way that you protected the electronic warehouse.
All right, nobody gets shot, right?
Nope,
Batman didn't kill anybody.
No,
right?
He had to do what he had to do. You know,
Most of them he just hurt.
He was a vigilante, you know, so sometimes justice has to be carried out, you know. But go back and look at Jason's record. Nobody got shot on his watch.
I didn't have a gun.
But I'm saying, nobody else got shot.
I safely patrolled.
Yes, that is, and I don't think it's that funny. I really don't. I mean, I think it's kind of funny, but Brad, I mean, I just think you've had a little too much.
Did you ever have to use your did you have to get after somebody or?
No, see, John, you fell for that.
Yeah. The sound was funny.
Had to get in active?
Well, these hands.
I mean, you know.
Much like Tyson's deadly weapons, Brad. I'm glad I never had to pull them out.
That's right. That's right. One hit or quitter.
I'd have been looking for Otis Anderson, quite frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
My guy that saved me at White
State. Yeah, he saved your life.
Well, let's make a pact on the show. We've got about 2.5 hours left.
Okay.
We are not going to mention Jason's security career for at least the rest of the day.
Oh, I don't think Brad can sign that pact.
I'm not going to bring it up anymore. Mm. I think you deserve better.
Okay.
Because
you might be better at this than the athletic, and you were really good at the athletic.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Well, anyway,
thank you, Brad.
I mean,
it's certainly an interesting discussion as always. But anyway, let's turn our attention to Maurice Hampton. When we come back, we're going to talk to Maurice Hampton Sr. about the decision. Was it difficult? How do you possibly say no to $1.8 million? I mean, not many people in the history of time have been able to do that. We will talk to him about all of that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis, Tigers, hoops, recruits, all the coverage, one place.
We want all the smoke. We want everything. We want everything to be about Memphis. We want it to be, hey, you guys are supposed to do this, and we need to reach that. That's what this city wants. That's what we want. That's who we are. We don't want to shy away from anything. We want this type of a group because we want to win a national championship.
With Memphis's mid-afternoon show 2 till 4, Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal and 92.9's Jeffrey Wright, 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
I'm here with Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers, who's got something going on this summer. What's going on, Howie?
Summer of 1,000 engagements is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Save 20 to 40% off on engagement rings and wedding bands. If you're getting engaged this summer or you're getting married, you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you're going to save a bunch of money. Plus, you're going to get a mini vacation for two with every purchase of $1,500 or more.
Well, that is awesome. So you could buy the ring to get engaged and then go off on this little getaway and have a romantic engagement.
And she'll say yes. You come to Robert Irwin Jewelers, you pick out your rings, and you're going to get your free mini vacation. Plus, you could register to win a four-night cruise for two. How cool is that?
So now you got the honeymoon, too.
You got everything. Robert Irwin Jewelers got you taken care of. Plus, if it rains on your wedding day, guess what happens?
She gets wet?
No. She gets a free engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers. During our promotion, Summer of 1,000 Engagements, if it rains on your wedding day, your purchase could be free up to $5,000. All you have to do is see a store for details or online at rijewelers.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company, Geico, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's Pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Who do you love?
The meat genius at Papa John's, who decided to put their barbecue meats and pizza together.
Yeah, who do you love?
I told you. The genius who made barbecue meats pizza and barbecue chicken and bacon pizza. Just 12 bucks each for a large.
Yeah, who do you love?
Okay, settle down. Fall in love for yourself with our barbecue pies. Just 12 bucks each for a large. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. At participating U.S. stores, taxes and delivery fee extra.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10 128GB, $15 a month after $22.50 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Maurice Hampton Sr. He is the father of Maurice Hampton Jr., who announced last night he is headed on down to LSU to play both baseball and football, and he joins us now. Mr. Hampton, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Man, everything well, is good. Bro. We've been following your son here for the last few weeks, and certainly congratulate you guys on the decision. Let's break it down, though. Did you guys really turn down $1.8 million?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we did. It actually went up a little bit at the end of the night. But in the grand scheme of things, the best thing for him was to go to LSU and play football and baseball.
How do you politely say no, Dad? How does it go?
It wasn't, It was, well, it's a 3-minute decision in between picks. Wow. And the advisor called us on the phone and was like, look, this is what they're giving. And I asked, would they go up? He said, no, they're firm. And I said, no. He said, I agree with you. Let's move on.
What was Gotcha. Go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's it.
What was last night like, both for you and for your son? Was it nervousness? Was it, this was something I'm sure y'all been waiting on for years, this kind of night, and you've been sort of preparing for it. Was it nervousness? Was it coolness? How did it go for you all in terms of the feeling?
I tried to keep him as a kid as long as I could.
I hear you.
And I knew, you know, that he could read, you know, he reads all the publications, he sees all those things, and I just prepared him for, you know, mock draft and all those things. You never know until you get on that day. Mm-hmm. And so what I told him is, you have a win-win situation before the day started. I said, someone could get you tonight, and it has to be a life-changing decision for you to go, or we can go down to LSU, and you can do your thing there. So, I mean, he's always known that, but to get to that point where you're right there,
yes, sir,
in it, That's a different thing.
So as a family, then, have you sat down before last night even happens, and you've broken down like, okay, this is what this spot is worth, this is what this spot is worth, and do you determine like a cutoff? And you say, after this point, we are going to Baton Rouge. Like, how does that? Do you do that in advance? That way, there's no confusion, no kind of frustration, if and when that time comes.
So we sat down with his advisor, Larry Reynolds, and Matt Paul. And they came up with a spreadsheet, and I said, this is the slot. This is the slot value. This is what we think you're worth. Mm-hmm. And now you have to tell us. We can't tell you what your minimum is. Mm-hmm. And we told them what we thought the minimum was, and we went from there, and we stuck with it.
Was the final offer even close?
No.
Gotcha.
It wasn't close enough for us to think about it.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. So when you decide to go to LSU, and obviously I think the report last night was that Maurice will report later this month to play both football and baseball. What are the big motivating factors to do that?
To go to LSU?
Yeah.
Number one is the business school of education. You can't beat that.
Yes, sir.
Number two is both staffs came together and gave us a plan of letting him live out his dream to play both sports, and that's rare in the SEC. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will tell you, yes, we'll let you play, but when it comes down to it again, they don't have a plan in place for you. So both coaching staff sat down, came up with a strategy and execution plan, and we've seen them do it before with other players. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer for him there. And it was his dream school. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything, you know, kind of panned out for him on that front.
Dad, just as a father, how hard is this to do? What he's done to be elite at both, the time that goes into both, and then to have to be a student and to put that workload that's on you as a student and where you guys were at Memphis University School. We know that workload's big. How has he done all this and been so elite? You know, has it been a nice, smooth path the whole way through? Has it been tough? I got to imagine this has been hard to do, to put yourself in this position. Yes.
It's hard. I think his first hard thing was he was a straight-A student coming from Bun Lin Middle School, and he goes over to MUS, and he hits a brick wall because the academics were so much more. You know, so, and it was a thing of, hey, that was his first hurdle. Forget the athletics. Your academics are important, and you're going to be here. So you got to grind and learn how to get organized and do the things. And I can tell you, MUS did a good job of creating organization for him and making sure that he's mature in everything that he does. And he's done a good job of it. And I think that spilled over to sport.
Yeah.
So his work ethic for sports increased while he was there. And I always tell the parents, you know your kids are really ready for sports when you don't have to tell them, come on, let's go practice, let's go do this. They come to you and say, hey, Daddy, I need to go do this, let's go. So, and that's what it turned into about his eighth grade year.
As a father, we talked about this in our opening segment. Did you fight any desire, or maybe it was even folks telling you, Dad, hey, he needs to pick one or the other, because you've set yourself up for, like you said, this win-win situation. But I got to imagine as a youngster, they see you're elite in one, they want to pull you and say you need to specialize in this. How did you fight that, girl, you know, going, and what did you do?
Early we fought it because, truth be told, he was better in basketball than he was anything starting out.
Wow.
So the AAU circuit started getting on him real early. So he had to make a decision between baseball and basketball at an early age.
Got you.
And his youth baseball coach, Kevin Booker, basically convinced him that basketball wasn't the way to go. So he ended up doing the football and the baseball. And now, like I said, I wouldn't take anything away from it because football made him a better baseball player and baseball made him a better football player. So they both helped.
How so?
And he would as far as him in football, as a DB, he has a short-term memory.
Yep.
You know, you get beat one time, you forget about it, and you go on to the next play. The same thing in baseball. If you strike out, you have the same demeanor.
Yes, sir.
You don't get down on yourself, and you go back to the plate the second time with a good approach. So I think it all kind of played into it. And his work ethic in football made him better in baseball because he tracked balls like a DB in center field,
mm-hmm.
and he's more polished with his tools of running and throwing from all the agility stuff he's doing from football. So they work hand in hand.
Makes all the sense in the world.
We are, of course, talking to Maurice Hampton Sr., the father of Maurice Hampton Jr., who's going to report to LSU later this month. Maurice, there are tons of athletes, as you know, being in the city of Memphis. There are tons of elite athletes that come out of this place every year, basketball, football, baseball. Virtually none of them have the chance to make nearly $2 million at the age of 17. They're just, I imagine there just is not a whole lot that can prepare you for that kind of thing. So how do you and how did you and how have you kept it all in perspective for him and also for yourself and for your family?
Well, I looked at it like this. I sat down with him and I said, I want to have a plan for you to play baseball, and let's make it worth your while if you don't go to school for it. So number one, the team was going to pay for his education after baseball, which was you had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I wanted him to have a plan where in 20 years he would still have money, because I have friends I played ball with that played professional ball seven or eight years and had to come out and just get a minimum wage job.
Yes, sir.
You know. So I wanted him to be set up. So the number had to hit where I knew he would have a salary for 20 years out that would be good for him and he could build on that. And if it didn't hit like that, then I thought it was better for him to go to college so he could secure that with his education.
100%.
How much of sort of the uncertainty, right? Like we sort of know the process with baseball, right? Like, yeah, you might get drafted in first round, you might get a sizable, you know, signing bonus, but there is a grind to it, you know, to getting to that next contract and to getting, you know, to the majors. How much of a factor was that?
Well, we looked at it. 66% of the players that get paid over $2.75 million make it major league. So we wanted to. We did all the percentages until we came up with something that was more than 50-50. So mm-hmm. we agreed on that 66%. If you get more than 2.75, most of those guys get a shot at playing in the MLB.
Wow.
So
wow.
That was our cutoff plan. So because this is how I explained it to him, if you go to baseball, let's say you take 1.8.
Yep.
And the year before, they gave a player money. Let's say they gave him 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be $1 million better than him to take his spot.
Interesting.
And so, if they want you, they're going to invest in you.
Right. Right.
So my thing to him was, I don't want to put you in a downhill battle where they're putting you in rookie ball. You're on a bus, and then you don't make it, and you basically depleted everything you worked so hard for. So let's go to LSU, and let's play SEC football and baseball. You can't get any better than that. And let's see what happens in 3 years.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you guys did it the
this
right
was
way.
Beautifully
I mean,
done.
To boil it down, basically the number in terms of the percentages and playing the odds, it was 2.75. That was kind of the where you guys were looking.
Yeah, that was going to be the bottom tier. Yes, sir.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Hey, John and I were looking, and you got to look at this. We're naive, Dad. Is he better at one than the other? That's just a real question I got to ask you.
Well, I can tell you this. It depends. He's like a seasonal guy. In football, he's focused on football. He doesn't pick up a bad. This year was the first year he actually took hitting practice during football season. So this is the first year he really just didn't drop the bat. I mean, but he concentrates on both sports, and he loves it when he's in it. So I can't really say. I mean, he looks elite at both when he does it. I mean, he stands out like a sore thumb. So
clearly, yes.
So I can't. I can't. I can't say which one.
Man, that's a blessing.
We are, of course, talking to Maurice Hampton Sr., whose son, obviously, Maurice Hampton Jr., is headed down to LSU later this month. Turned down a $1.8 million signing bonus in last night's MLB draft. What are your expectations for him now that he is going down there to play both sports? I mean, what are your expectations athletically for him, you know, as a freshman down there in Baton Rouge?
Man, I told him, you know, you're going down with five-star, four-star guys. So you're playing with the elite of the elite. And I remember when I went and as a freshman to Jackson State, well, you're playing with grown men. You're 17 going in, but you got some 22, 23-year-old men waiting on you there. I mean, so my expectation of him this year is basically just going in, learning the system, and giving all you have and kind of see where you line up. And the coaches will let you know. You know, but, I mean, as far as his ability, he lines up, his measurables are with everybody else. So we have to get down, and he has to prove himself. It's a business now. I told him last night before the draft, I said, everything you do, even if it's MLB or LSU, it's going to be a business. So it won't be anything where the coach likes this kid better than this kid. It's going to be whoever's the best kid is playing.
What's Coach O like when he wants you, Coach? Is he intense in that living room when he wants you? Go, come on, you know, is he like that when he's on you and wants your son?
I've never seen Coach O when he's not intense. He's intense in meetings. He's intense when you see him. I've never seen him when he's not intense. I mean, he's always intense about the program. Yes, he called and said, we're ready to go. Get him down here and let's go. So,
are they recruiting you throughout all? Because it's interesting because, like, it's cut and dry. It's pretty black and white. It's like, listen, we get this number, we're gone. We don't, we're coming. But is there still, like, a recruiting from them to get you down there during all of this?
No, not really. You know, Coach O basically called us and Coach Bush, and he'll say, well, what are you thinking? And, you know, I was open and honest about him about what I was thinking, and I told him the plan before we went into the draft. So they knew. You know, what we were looking for and why we would come to LSU, and they agreed on it. You know, and Coach O said if he gets that, he does not need to be here. He needs to go. But if he doesn't, he needs to be here. And so, I mean, that was the game plan from day one. So I've been open and honest with them since he signed.
Gotcha. Well, certainly a very fascinating decision.
Yeah, we learned a lot from you today.
Yeah.
Especially me.
But it sounds like you guys went about it the exact perfect way, and so we're very happy for you guys, and we wish you all the best down there at Baton Rouge.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you for this,
yes, sir. He is Maurice Hampton Sr. What a fascinating
situation. I hope we had a lot of parents listening, right?
Yeah.
That's the way to handle it, right?
I mean, they broke it down. They had percentages. I mean, they did this. Like, this was not like a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of thing. They had advisors. They had spreadsheets. Like, they did this thing exactly the way you're supposed to do it.
You almost take you take a lot of the feeling and emotion, you know, could have got tied up in a decision like that when you've got the numbers all broken down for you like that. You take a lot of that out of it, right? And it's all just logic. It's all just, no, that's not our number. And so you've already come to the, in terms of emotional attachment to that money, right? The idea that you could get paid right now at 17, well, the numbers have already been laid out for you. You've taken the feeling out of it. And so, I mean, the way they've set it up for him in terms of that decision.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It is. I mean, that's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, how can you be angry? How can you be mad? Like, you know, how can you be mad at your parents, you know, because they broke this down to a science.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like 66% of guys who get that $2.75 million signing bonus, they get
it.
Called up.
Right.
You know,
Let's
they get
play
a shot.
The percentages.
Exactly.
And he's smart and he understands.
Especially
that.
When you don't have to.
Yes.
You know, you feel like you can go down to LSU and you can do this again. You know, that $1.8 million signing bonus probably not going anywhere for you.
Yeah.
You know? So,
man.
I got a lot of respect for the way they did that,
no
man.
No question about it.
We learned a lot,
Salute.
For sure. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Clay Travis is going to join us at 12:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10-ounce filet or 12-ounce and 16-ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and a twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night, the Dantones. On Saturday, Adam Hart and the Heart of Memphis Band.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this. They have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sport shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get three measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Catch all your favorite sports games at Samstown Tunica this season. Enjoy the roomy seats, the big screens, and the full sports betting experience. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Must be 21 or older. Management reserves all rights. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by for all things safety. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so let me tell you about my man, Lewis. Lewis is a friend of the show. He's a loyal listener to the show. We're now friends on Facebook. And he was going back and forth over the last several months whether to sell his house or not. So he got in touch with the Live Love Memphis group, and they made a collective decision. And he said, you know what, I'm ready to sell my house. And he went with the Live Love Memphis team to do it. They listed his house on a Monday. That next day, by that next Tuesday, it was under contract for list price. That is what the good folks at Live Love Memphis can do for you.
I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that Lewis listened to us, and I'm grateful that we were able to point him in the right direction. The right direction is Live Love Memphis Group. Go check it out, livelovememphis.com. The phone number, if you're ready to be like Lewis, be like me, they got mine sold in 6 days. I got full asking on multiple offers. I took the one where the buyer paid the closing costs. Sweet deal. Thanks to the folks over at Live Love. Give them a call, 901-685-6000. Again, that number, 685-6000. Person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She is the determined captain of this team, and they're determined to get that home sold for you. They're going to do it quickly. They're going to get it sold for you at the price you'd like. Why mess with anyone else? Don't be with the wrong group. Get with the right one. Live Love Memphis. They're at livelovememphis.com.
You know, there are dads, right, in sports and in college recruiting,
yeah,
you know, who go about the wrong way, right, who are in it for maybe not the purest of reasons, right? But when you hear Maurice Hampton Sr., I mean, that is, again, the diligence. You know, like, that is just what you would wish for every kid out there, you know, that is going through such a unique thing, you know.
It's refreshing, isn't it?
It very much is.
Because we see all the stories about the balls and, you know, those kind of fathers. As soon as you started talking about this, you know who I thought about? As soon as you opened your mouth.
Who is that?
About this.
Who is that?
What category do you put Rod Hampton in?
Ooh. See, that's tough. That's tough.
Because we loved his openness.
Yes, we did.
His honesty, right? That's what we talked about at the beginning. This guy's a straight shooter. We thought he was shooting a straight, John.
Scoundrel.
So how you feel now?
All right, Rod.
Is he more?
I'm not putting Rod Hampton in a scoundrel category. Rod Hampton's a good dude.
I think that's
sorry,
okay.
That's my fault.
I think that's fair.
But he is a businessman. And
about the businessman.
And I think he was unnecessarily coy.
I understood it when I thought you were driving up the price, right, for Australia or whoever, by sort of saying we're the missing piece at all of these places, right? Understood it then. What I didn't understand, John, was when, you know, you come out, son says you signed the contract a month ago. Now, if you didn't take a dollar, I suppose there's a way out of that, you
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you signed the contract. I'm not naive enough to think that you just started getting paid a month ago.
Exactly.
And so what was the point of doing all that? That I understood it from a businessman standpoint then,
absolutely,
John. That's I kind of got a little – yeah, didn't understand it so much when we saw what, you know, the news his son made on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, no. So I tweeted out sort of the details about, you know, what they were looking for. They'd done the research, and I got a comment, right? I got a comment from a listener who said, "Man, these dads," and I'm assuming that this particular listener
didn't hear this
segment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because if you would have, you're limited in certain characters what you can say. If I could have, I would have said, "Listen, Maurice Hampton Sr. got with his team of advisors." They sat down. They did the research.
Looked at last year, this slot, right?
This guy who got this amount of money, he got into the majors. This guy who got that amount of money did not. They broke it down over many years, said, you know what? Okay, so here's our minimum. Here's our threshold. If we get this, we'll make the leap. If we don't, we won't.
I was just telling Brad off air, you were out of here for a second, you're playing the percentages.
Absolutely.
The way he laid it out, $2.75 million, 66% go on.
Yep.
And like I said with Brad, why do you go? Because they've invested so much in you. There's more, you know what I'm saying? There's more
absolutely
incentive for you to go ahead and for them to go ahead and push you through
absolutely
to the major league when they've incentivized you like that. And so that was the so to go back to your point, John, no, this is good, Dad. This
oh,
is
yes
refreshing. This is Dad that's laid it all out for you and really said, okay, like I said, you've taken sort of the emotion out of it, right? Oh, there's $1.8 million. I'm 17. That'd be great. You've taken that sort of emotion out of it
and
made it a business, right?
Because
a business decision.
How many parents, right?
Smart.
How many parents would have just said, oh, my God, $1.8 million, we gone?
Bro, I think I'm one of them that might because I lost my mind.
Yes.
Right. So it's money I can get right now, John.
It's life-changing.
It's life-changing right now, right? I can see LSU and see the business school and know my son's going to do well there and see the opportunity to play both baseball and football, but still think about what if. What if it doesn't go well down there? What if he gets hurt? This $1.8 million staring me in the face right now, John. It can change our lives right now.
Mm.
I would hope I'm able to do it with as much clarity mentally as that father did it with.
Because it's easy to say, oh no, I mean I'd definitely play the long game. It's easy to say, oh yeah. It's also just as easy to say, well, my son is that special 34%. Even though we're not going to get the 2.75, my son is going
to make it.
Yeah, because look at what he's done his whole life.
Right.
You know,
right.
But you don't leave it to chance. You say, you know what? We can go to Baton Rouge. We got a great situation there. They're not just going to tell us they'll let us play both sports. We have a plan in place to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll revisit this thing in 2-3 years.
Right.
And then we can probably still get the $1.8 million signing bonus because it's not like we're going to go to LSU and our skills are going to deteriorate.
No. In the meantime, it's going to be like a party watching the son play down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That entire experience.
And the other part of it that's big too is that, you know, now you can make an informed decision. Whereas you take that signing bonus, you pursue that career, That's what you're doing. You're playing baseball, you know, and you never know. You never know, okay, could I have been a first-round NFL draft pick? Because if you're a first-round NFL draft pick, as you know, dude, you are making buku money.
Yeah.
Like $8, $10 million by the time he's ready to come out. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of what the money that you're talking about. You know, and now when you go down there, you got a choice because you'll either thrive in football. I mean, one will separate itself. That's just the way it's going to go at the next level. One, he will separate himself in one sport or the other.
Here's the other thing that I really appreciated. And listen, I don't want to say that, okay, MUS, great, great destination. There's the place you should go. I'm open to all schools, that said. But when Dad talked about the academic workload and how it increased when he went to MUS, what I find now when talking to recruits and the parents of these recruits is that sometimes, John, it feels like we give them the easiest route.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We'll go the path of least resistance.
Yep.
And so if he's struggling in terms of that academic work, in some instances we'll pull him out, right, and go find somewhere where maybe he's not struggling so much. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a little bit easier for him. Why? Because I look at it that way, as I can get to my baseball and my football, right, and be fine.
Yep.
In this instance, they kept him there. That was important to them, and to that father's point, it helped him in both areas.
Absolutely.
The work ethic you had to pick up, what he had to, seeing that challenge and having to get over that hurdle helps with those other mental challenges sports, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So the idea, too, that he was in a spot where he was uncomfortable at first, maybe even thought he couldn't hack it, but they pushed him, he pushed through, they're there supporting him, pushing him through. That's the kind of parent that we need
Absolutely.
Today, rather than
Absolutely.
Giving our kids so many excuses in the path of least resistance.
No doubt. Like, let's
loved
let's,
it. Loved hearing from that
My
dad.
Favorite thing about the whole
Refreshing.
Situation, did you hear a hint of emotion in that?
Not much.
There was no emotion in the decision. And that is, like,
he took kind of took
how
that out.
Many
yeah.
parents, how can any, like, how many people generally can take emotion out of $1.8 million decisions?
It's because you've explained it so well to your 17-year-old.
That's exactly right.
You've
because
laid it out for
him. You've done the work for him. Mm-hmm. And you've determined, okay, listen, this is the best laid path for us.
Yep.
And you can always revisit it later, but to take the emotion out of it is something that I don't think the majority of
people. I hope
people,
I can emulate, yeah.
Yeah.
I know we'll never have a decision like this. Well, I never say never, but.
Well, you just got to determine how long your shift with Blink Security is going to last.
Well, it's going to go. I'm getting paid right now.
That's right.
Okay, I'm on the clock right now.
You're getting that check.
Hey, I'm working two jobs right now, John.
You're getting that check.
One question that went through my mind, and that was a great interview, was of the people that turned down the 1.9 and pass, because we know the 65% on the cutoff there. Of the people who go the other way, what's the percentage of those that end up getting to the pros?
You're saying the people who turned down the initial offer? I mean, I'm not sure on that.
I don't know. That number is not available.
Again,
but
how many people turned down $1.8 million either?
That's
you know,
I
how
mean.
Many guys have done that?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine the list not that long.
Right.
You know, you're probably talking about the elite.
50,
of the elite.
40?
You know, maybe, yeah. And so that would be interesting as well. But, again, if you tell yourself, this is my number, and I'm not going unless I get it, then the decision is made.
It's done.
There is no decision.
It ain't always that easy, though.
It is
Again.
Not. It is
and
not.
And to be able to stick to that, it says something about
but
it.
But see, if you're a million off, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah. In this case, and they were. Because we wondered what the number was, and you did. You got it out of them.
If you're a million off, then it's, you know, if you're 200,000 off, 300,000 off, then I think you really have to, okay, now we're going to make a choice. Now we're being put to a decision.
That makes sense.
But I think when you're a million off the mark,
makes it a little easier.
You just you play the numbers game and you go down to Baton Rouge and you ball out and you know, listen, if you're a great baseball player, you can pursue that. If you're a great football player, you can pursue that.
That family and Maurice will have us as cheerleaders.
For sure.
They're a great one.
What was Kyler, the 9th overall pick?
I think so.
I mean, like that's crazy. Like what he did. But again, he's a quarterback too. Like he's a quarterback, and then he went on to be the number one overall draft pick. And
it's a different position.
You know, now he's a made man financially.
The earning potential a little bit different.
We'll see if he gets a big second contract. But if he's a good quarterback, he will get a huge contract.
You saw the reports there. Everything's out of shotgun for him.
Really?
And there can't, nothing out of under center. Just like college.
Gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be all shotgun all day long, baby.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see how that impacted David Johnson.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, but anyway, appreciate Maurice Hampton Sr. for that will be on the podcast later. I got a lot of people asking me about
6 o'clock. We'll
folks need to hear that again.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents.
So do not miss that. All right, we'll come back. Clay Trapp's going to join us at 12:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM, ESPN. Oradio.com sports station.
I'm here with Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers, who's got something going on this summer. What's going on, Howie?
Summer of 1,000 engagements is going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Save 20 to 40% off on engagement rings and wedding bands. If you're getting engaged this summer or you're getting married, you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers and you're going to save a bunch of money. Plus, you're going to get a mini vacation for two with every purchase of $1,500 or more.
Well, that is awesome. So you could buy the ring to get engaged and then go off on this little getaway and have a romantic engagement.
And she'll say yes. You come to Robert Irwin Jewelers, you pick out your rings, and you're going to get your free mini vacation. Plus, you can register to win a 4-night cruise for two. How cool is that?
So now you got the honeymoon, too.
You got everything. Robert Irwin Jewelers got you taken care of. Plus, if it rains on your...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.